At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. It is the dawn of a new era. If you missed yesterday, I'll give you a brief recap because I am live in studio every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time here on The Ticket, the dawn of a new era. Adam Carriker is live myself. I don't know why I spoke in the third person. Just call me The Rock, I guess. The man I want to rock bottom this Saturday if he shows up at the game. All right, if you missed yesterday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, I am live each and every day from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time here on 93.7 The Ticket. It is the dawn of a new era. Also, shout out to Steve Taylor, who does a great job on Wednesdays from noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. But the Adam Carriker Show is the show where you're going to get unique insights and unbridled honesty. Facts don't care about your feelings, mine included. And I like to roll with the facts whenever I am giving my opinion and quote-unquote so-called insights. We're going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. All right, my man Jake is on the board. How you doing, Jake?
Oh, wonderful. As we inch closer to the Colorado game, I know that everybody wanted the UTEP win. You know, you got to take care, look forward, focus on the opponent. But if we're not lying to ourselves, we've been looking to this since the end of last season. This is a big step this week to see where Nebraska, how far they've come and how far we think they can go.
Oh, absolutely. I've called it the momentum game all offseason. The Colorado game is the momentum game. They're not ranked. We're not ranked. It's not a Big Ten game. I don't really give a crap because it is the momentum game. The season does not make or break on this game. We're going to pretend that's true because this is the momentum game. All right, Nebraska versus Colorado. Now, what we're going to talk about today on the Adam Carriker Show, the show where you get unique insights and unbridled honesty. I've seen a couple of places. I'm just gonna throw this out there where Nebraska's ranked, okay? Yeah. And I know this is way too small, but I'm gonna point it to the camera anyways. Fox Sports has Nebraska 24th, okay? Joel Klatt, I saw, has Nebraska, I believe, somewhere eked into his top 25 in some of these rankings. We're starting to see this. So I'm gonna give my thoughts on that, okay? I'm gonna give you a quick heads up. It's asinine at this point. I'm a Nebraska guy through and through, but that's asinine. But I'll dive into that more in a minute. We are going to talk some general college football. Teased it a little bit yesterday. The SEC had a rough weekend. Georgia aside, Florida gets a mud hole stomped in them and walked dry by their good buddies from the South, Miami Hurricanes. Okay, USC, like, they played some defense. They've done some tackling drills this offseason. I questioned all offseason. Are they going to do a tackling drill this offseason? They've at least done two, from what I can tell. They're not just mildly improved on defense. They are noticeably improved on defense. And this is an LSU team that averaged nearly 50 points a year last year. Granted, they lost the Heisman Trophy winner. But LSU, all right, loses to Big Ten team. Still weird to say. Going to get used to it at some point in about the next decade. USC. All right, and that was a great game, tied with 30 seconds to go. I don't even know if that's an indictment on LSU. I feel like I learned more about LSU in a loss than we learned about some other teams in a win. I feel like USC showed the world a lot, and LSU showed, like, they could have easily won that game too. All right, then Notre Dame goes into A&M and beats the Aggies. All right, who are ran by one of our formerly good buddies, but we'll leave that alone for now because he was always good to me and he once raced my 5-year-old at the time, and I will forever more love him for that in a suit and a tie.
I might add, and dress shoes. All right, he did lose to my five-year-old, but that's okay. So the SEC had a rough weekend. But before we dive into some of those general national college football games, because I am going to talk about Notre Dame for real. All right, I'm not a Notre Dame fan. I don't really like Notre Dame because they're so special and they get to have their cake and eat it too. That's always annoyed me. Okay. Now, is it really their fault? Well, yes, it is. But can you really be mad at them? Probably not, because everyone allows them to do it. The ACC said, hey, why don't you just come over here and completely and utterly take advantage of us and put all your teams in our sports and utilize us for that, but don't give us your football team. But as long as you play five ACC teams a year, we'll call it good. But we're going to talk about Notre Dame for real. But before we do that, I want to come back to Nebraska. And some people, I'm not saying the official polls, some folks starting to rank Nebraska. And I've talked about this. Pretty good Nebraska go 8-4 many times throughout the offseason. I talked about there's not a power four conferences. There's power two. There's the next two. Okay. And then there's everybody else. If you don't know, the power two is the Big Ten, the SEC. The next two is the Big 12 ACC. And the ACC does not appear to be very deep at all. Okay, so the Big 12 is probably ahead of the ACC, and I'm still convinced the Big 12 is going to be the most entertaining conference in America to watch this year. The best football is played in the Big 10 SEC. The Big 12 is America's conference, the most entertaining conference I believe is going to be this season to watch this year. The ACC is just holding on for dear life until they eventually can hold on no more. And then you got everybody else. Okay, so for me, with Notre Dame, with Nebraska, we're going to talk about Notre Dame's for real, but we're going to come back to Nebraska being, I don't know, a lot of people are showing Nebraska some love and I like it. I'm excited about it. But if I'm being honest with you, I'd much prefer to actually fly under the radar and catch people off guard and all that. But it is nice that people are starting to recognize what Matt Rhule is trying to do, what it appears he's doing. Okay, we got to see it come to fruition on the field and things of that nature before you can actually say it's being done. But it appears it's being done. Saturday is a great showcase game. Saturday is the momentum game. It's a great opportunity to put on display what has been taking place and prove that it is actually being done, which is Nebraska going in the right direction and on the road to earning some national respect. As far as some people starting to rank Nebraska at this point in time, a second ago, I was talking about I predicted Nebraska to be 8-4. If you're in the Big Ten Conference, you're one of the big Power 2 conferences, you have a very good chance at the end of the year to be ranked. That's how I see that, okay? But to have that conversation now and to just see it in some of these polls, it's just kind of asinine to me because we haven't actually done anything yet. Yes, we went out and we beat a UTEP team, which is going to be one of the worst 15 to 20 teams in America, and we beat them the way that we should. And yes, Dylan Raiola didn't finish the third quarter, and we called off the dogs, and we probably could have hung 50 or 60 on them. Things of that nature, okay? But let's not put the cart before the horse. Colorado is not ranked. We're not ranked. But let's be honest. If Nebraska is able to beat Colorado, you got Northern Iowa next. Then you got Illinois at home. If we get to the point where we're 4-0, then we can start having this conversation. If we beat Colorado and it comes down to the wire, you can talk about it. If we beat Colorado by 2-3 scores, then you can start, hey, maybe Nebraska should be ranked. At this point in time, it's just kind of crazy to me that I've started to see some of these things. And to be clear, I'm not seeing it everywhere. I'm not seeing it all the time. I just kind of, I don't know. Jake, am I crazy just to want to nip this in the bud a little bit before it gains any sort of steam or traction at all? Because when I saw that, and it's Fox Sports, this isn't Yahoo Herald with 10 subscribers or 10 readers. This is Fox Sports putting this out. Am I crazy to kind of nip this in the bud a little bit? And I don't want to kill the steam or the excitement because look at me. Have you seen the shirt I'm wearing? Okay. The good, Nebraska. The bad, Colorado. The ugly, Iowa. I don't know. It was on the shirt, so we'll take a shot at two programs at once. I got my red, very red Nebraska hat on backwards. I'm Nebraska through and through. I just thought it was kind of crazy that, and I want to nip it in the bud because let's keep things in the realm of realism, yet being thoroughly excited. Am I crazy to approach this way, Jake?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I think that's the realistic way to look at it. I think it's a bit premature to put Nebraska into the top 25. I think if you're looking at the back end of the top 25, if you're Fox Sports or if you're somebody, that's usually your spot, 24, 25th, where you can try to get ahead and say, hey, look, I knew before. And so, I mean, if you watch week one and you think Nebraska is going to beat Colorado and you've kind of done your homework, seen the schedule kind of opens up for them, maybe you just want to look like you got to it before anybody else did and say, see, I knew Nebraska was a top 25 team before you knew Nebraska was a top 25 team. But it is definitely premature, and it actually even begs the question. And I know the eyes of college football are going to be on Nebraska and Colorado this week. Should Nebraska even be ranked after beating Colorado? Will there be an effect from the national media to say, I don't believe in Colorado, or will there be enough hype around Dylan Raiola? Everybody likes the freshman quarterback. The story for Nebraska is great. College football fans in general are going to like it and be drawn to it. But this week, there's not exactly a bunch of top 25 teams going to be playing a whole lot of great contests. So they'd need several teams to lose ahead of them. But I think that that's why I even struggle with the question, will they be ranked if they beat Colorado?
You make a great point. I'm going to answer that question. Well, I'm going to get my thoughts on that question without knowing the outcome of the game or the score or anything like that. I think you make a great point. People want to be able to say, I knew. Look at me. I was smarter than ... insert whoever or everyone, if that's the approach somebody might want to take. So I think you make a great point. And as far as being ranked after Colorado, like nobody's ranked right now between the two teams. It's going to be the eyes in the nation on Michigan, Texas, and then Colorado, Nebraska that night. A lot of that has to do with the coaches, especially the coach on the other sideline, a guy I've called a celebrity amongst celebrities. So if Nebraska goes out and they roll Colorado by 4 touchdowns, that's a different story. But if it's what I anticipate, which is 7 points one way or the other, relatively coming down to the end of the game, I still say if we're at the end of 4 games, 4-0, I feel a lot better about having that conversation at that point in time. I should mention we are going to be joined here in 11 minutes at 12:30 by former Husker Cody Glenn. This is one of my former teammates. This is a guy who was a running back, a linebacker. He's one of the hardest guys I've ever had in my life to try to tackle. Okay, there's three guys in my life that stick out to me. Okay, there was a kid on the high school team that my high school team played. They won the state championship. He funked like 3 or 4 grades. He was 21 years old as a senior in high school. He had been divorced and he had 3 kids already. And I'm not making this up, just so everyone knows. It's 100% true. And I remember trying to tackle him. And I was a sophomore. I was like 16. That was hard. Adrian Peterson was another one. And then Cody Glenn in practice. Nobody ran harder or more physical than Cody Glenn, especially when you compared him to the other running backs in that room, at least at that point in time. And obviously that evolved over time. But Cody's going to join us at 12:30 here in about 10 minutes. Again, not only a former Husker, but one of my former teammates as well. All right. Notre Dame. Are they for real? So it's interesting because you look at their schedule and they're a preseason top 10 team, number 7 in the country. You talk about guys like Joel Klatt. Joel Klatt had him top 5. I mean, he put him ahead of teams like Ole Miss and Alabama in his preseason rankings if you listen to him at all. Okay, and I listened to what he had to say on his evaluation of Colorado's performance versus North Dakota State. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to talk about that on Thursday. He has some major concerns. And it's interesting because it's the same exact things that I see. Like right down to the T as I listen to him articulate his concerns. I'm like, yep, 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 yep. And I'm going to talk about those on Thursday. Also, is Nebraska nice an issue? Is Nebraska nice as an issue? You think about all the trips a lot of the fine folks in the state of Nebraska have taken to Boulder. How were you treated? Well, now they're coming here. Is Nebraska nice an issue? This is something that was posed on social media. I shared it just a few minutes ago, and I want to hear what people have to say. I'm going to address that on Thursday as well. So Nebraska nice and concerns that one of Colorado's own all-time best quarterbacks has about their program. But as far as Notre Dame, all right, you look at their schedule. The games that stand out to me, Texas A&M, they already won on the road. And you look at that game. That was the game that was not pretty, okay? It was very much a slugfest, very much a first game of the year type situation where you never know what you're going to get. Texas A&M's quarterback, 12 of 30, 100 yards exactly passing, 3.3 yards per attempt, two interceptions, QBR 31.8. If you're not a football fan, let me put it bluntly, that's awful. A lot of that is not lack of talent around Connor Wagman. A lot of that is Notre Dame's defense is really, really good. They're probably one of the top 10 defenses in the country, and they're really good. Riley Leonard, on the other hand, Notre Dame's quarterback, 18 of 30, 158 yards passing, 5.3 yards per attempt, QBR 66.7. Not jaw-dropping numbers, but Notre Dame ran the ball, averaged almost 9 yards per carry. They played great defense. They took care of the ball. They were disciplined. They didn't beat themselves. They have a young, inexperienced offensive line that has a total of 6 career starts between them. We at Nebraska have, like, what, 4 offensive linemen that have started 20 to 30, Bryce Benhart, 40-plus games. Their entire offensive line combined had 6 total starts, and A&M's defensive line is considered one of the top 3 in the SEC. And you know what I saw? I saw Notre Dame wearing them out, and in the fourth quarter, their offensive line was just leaning on A&M and just pushing them back and just leaning and pushing and driving, and all of a sudden, a 4-yard run turns into 6, and then the third quarter turns into 7, and then the fourth quarter turns into their 8.8 yards per carry average, nearly 9 yards per rush. Again, I'm not a Notre Dame guy, but when you do something like this, they had 4 rushes of over 15 yards. 4 times they ran for over 15 yards in that game. Okay, and if you total those 4 carries, it's almost 75 yards. That's on 4 particular carries in the game. Notre Dame might be a team we have to take serious this year. They're not going to win a conference championship. They're not going to get a first round bye, but they are potentially, if they go undefeated, number 1 team in the country, it doesn't matter. Or if they're the number 5 team in the country, the best they can do is that 5 seed and get a home playoff game, but they get a bye championship weekend because they're not in an actual conference. All right. A&M already beat them. Northern Illinois, Purdue, Miami of Ohio. None of that is like, oh my gosh, how are they going to win those games? Louisville, okay. Stanford, no, okay. Georgia Tech, maybe a challenge. Navy, Florida State. You go on down here. The biggest test the rest of this year, USC, Florida State, Georgia Tech. Okay, and they only have 3 true road games this whole entire season. They just had one. The other ones are at USC, okay? And let me see if I can find the last one here, at Purdue, which is an in-state rival. Purdue's not supposed to be very good, supposed to be the worst team in the Big Ten, but it is an in-state rival on the road. My point is, their schedule, once they got past A&M, I thought all offseason, they can win at A&M. They could go undefeated. That USC game at the end is going to be huge, and Florida State's going to come back with a vengeance at some point, okay? I still think Notre Dame is going to be favored in every single game they have this year, all the way up until USC. And we'll see what happens there because USC looks pretty darn good as well. We're going to quickly run through some of the other major college football games of the weekend, the last 10 minutes of the show. Cody Glenn's going to join me in 5 minutes. Is Notre Dame for real? I have not taken Notre Dame seriously since 1993. Even in 2012, when they were undefeated, the Manti Te'o, catfished, all that malarkey. And then they go and they get destroyed. What was it, 42-14 in the BCS championship game by Alabama? I've not taken them serious since 1993. Remember 93? Okay, they beat Florida State, who was undefeated, number 1 team in the country, Heisman Trophy winner Charlie Ward, who Nebraska actually beat in the Orange Bowl, but that's a topic for another day. And then Notre Dame got upset by Boston College, but they had 1 loss at the end of the year, stomped a mud hole in Texas A&M in the Cotton Bowl and finished, I believe, number 2 in the country, Florida State number 1. So even though Florida State was number 1 and Notre Dame beat them, Notre Dame was still number 2 because, you know, why use logic and reasoning when you're voting back then? But it's been 20 or 31 years since I've taken Notre Dame seriously. They've been in the playoff. They've done all these things and they're a good program. I actually do respect them. I just don't like that they get to have their cake and eat it too. This is the first time since 93. I'm looking at them and I'm like, they got a run game. They got a defense. They got a serviceable quarterback. They have a good head coach. They have a schedule that's conducive to them having success. Is this a team that could give the 5 seed, have a home playoff game, probably play the G5 team as a 12 seed at home, get you into the second round. Then you're going to play the worst of the 4 major conference champions. Notre Dame would probably be favored there. And then all of a sudden you're in the round of 4 and you haven't played like a top 5 team in the country yet. This is a team to keep your eye on. I'm not saying I'm rooting for them, but facts don't care about feelings, including my own. And I got respect for what they're doing this year. Their schedule is very friendly to them. And I'm going to be keeping my eye on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish this upcoming football season. All right. Next, when we come back after the break, is going to be former Husker, my former teammate, Cody Glenn. And then we're going to wrap up this show by going quickly over the major games from the college football weekend with some, hopefully, what you find interesting stats as well. Don't go anywhere. The Adam Carriker Show will be right back.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.